There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Right from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
How much is that doggy in the window? Ruff, ruff, ruff. How much is that doggy for sale? Is that the theme song to that?
That's how you put it to like a baseball song. Yeah.
Give me that doggy and his old leash.
Right.
I won't leave until you give me that dog, cause it's roof. Roof, roof, cause it's a doggy. Dog.
Right.
If he's not barking, it's mute.
How many pet stores do you get kicked out of a month?
That's what I want. He gets kicked out of one. Two, three pet stores I don't go in right. anymore, cause I didn't take my Lexapro.
Yeah, you should probably stick to the medication, otherwise you just stare in puppy's eyes and cry.
I don't go to a doctor.
That's good. It's best not to. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Marcus Parks. I'm Ben Kissel. Should be medicated Henry Zebrowski. Now you're just a dog.
In honor of Werewolves Part 2,
uh-huh. You're going to become a dog.
I'm doing it all like a Peter Stump today. Yes.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Aren't I a naughty dog?
Werewolvery. Today is going to be exciting.
I'm
going to
say werewolfery.
Well, I think it's a V, and if I'm correct, and I am, it's werewolvery.
Yeah,
sort of like a Chuck Woolery, but a werewolvery.
I like a Chuck Woolery.
A Chuck
awesome.
Woolery is a great Woolery.
A big dog yeah. who's in charge of the love connection.
Yeah, Chuck Woolery.
Well, today,
werewolvery.
We're going to be going through. Werewolvery and witchcraft trials and werewolvery and serial killing throughout history.
Not good to be convicted of a werewolf, huh?
Real bad.
I would say it's bad to be a werewolf, and also this time it was also probably pretty bad to just be a dog.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep, we're going back as far as the 15th century here.
Do you have any information as when we started to domesticate the dog?
Not off the top of my
fucking
head.
You know, that's actually going to be our next podcast.
Yeah.
So, and that'll
fucking
be, of
animal
course,
husbandry.
I'm yeah, just saying.
Yeah. Episode 130, dog. Animal husbandry.
I'm just saying that if we want to get some good research on this podcast, we need to start going on the way, way back.
Yeah, when we began to domesticate the dog. I do believe it was during the 1400s, though.
Werewolvery, it was a very common accusation in witch trials throughout history. Accusations of lycanthropy, which is transformation into a wolf, were usually mixed with accusations of wolf riding or wolf charming.
Never mind wolf hugging or wolf kissing.
That's how you charm them.
Oh, yeah, you give them a little... Oh, you're so cute. Aren't you cute? And then you suck its dick.
He is guilty. Guilty.
Wait a minute. I just sucked a dog's
dick. You were charming, my friend.
Oh, yes. It was pretty charming the way I made that dog come into my mouth.
Yes, you can technically suck the dog off, but not so nicely.
Well, in Vaud, I believe that might be in Germany, France, Europe, definitely.
Yeah, what is Vaud?
I think Vaud is it's a city, without a doubt.
Okay.
We do know
we'll
that.
Stick with that. It's just a city.
Okay. Yeah. Child-eating werewolves were reported as early as 1448. Werewolves were sighted in 1598 in Anjou. Mm. That's in France, definitely. And a teenage werewolf was sentenced to life imprisonment in Bordeaux in 1603.
But then he started playing for the prison basketball team and became
I don't want any more. No MVP. More teen wolf. No more teen wolf references. We can't do it.
Well, we do. I mean, this was back in 1603, but in case you didn't know, teenage werewolves exist to this day.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and it's a common thing. But what I will say is, don't be afraid of them. Try to understand them.
Yeah. And in fact, KENS5 in San Antonio decided to take a little trip down to the local high school to talk to some of these teenage werewolves. Let's hear what they have to say.
Definitely, yeah. Out of the mouths of babes, huh?
Werewolf babes.
Were babes.
Meet members of the Wolf Pack, one of several packs scattered about San Antonio's
losers.
Like, gangs are posers. They just want attention. That's why they go on tagging stuff. The Pack, we're family. Like, we go to see each other for our problems.
And yes, they sometimes meet under a full moon. That is, if mom and dad let them out of the house.
Aww. We're here. Yeah.
What are their problems? Will they run out of kibble? Harrow.
All right. I feel like that's enough.
And you know what?
Oh, my goodness.
We have some San Antonio listeners, and if you see any of this Wolf Pack, will you please leave out some Alpo?
Get some Alpo out there. Give them a nice howl. Give them a howl hello, and tell them about the podcast. I think they'd really enjoy it.
So back to the old-timey witch hunts.
Yes.
A peak of attention to lycanthropy came in the late 16th to early 17th century as part of the European witch hunts. At 18 trials, 18 women and 13 men were accused of causing damage to property and cattle while in the shape of werewolves. Mm. And under torture, they confessed to having hidden their wolf skins under a rock.
Where's this fucking rock, though?
Out of all the things to confess under torture, it's under a rock!
It's under the rock! Well, rock! A lot of times you're going to see this. I feel like as soon as they get to the torture phase of any of these, they have to confess something because either way they're dead.
Yeah,
It's like you might as well go out big and say
you know what I don't like, and we're going to get into this with these people. One of my biggest pet peeves, if I was growing up in the 1600s, is when they start ratting out their friends.
Under
the torture. Why are you going to bring me into this?
I'm just a random.
Make up a name. Improv.
I feel that it is.
It was Gertrude Babungchidon.
Gertrude Babungchidon. We got to go to the mall.
You've got
to
find her.
Maybe she's at the mall.
Don't name your best goddamn friend. Henry, if I'm ever getting tortured, I'm not going to name your name.
Thank you, Ben. I won't say I won't.
Marcus?
Not mention you.
I don't know what that means.
So you're going to mention me?
Marcus, you probably will be guilty. And I will tell the truth under torture.
Well, during the Valais witch trials alone, which not all of them were werewolves, but in those witch trials alone, at least 367 men and women were killed.
Yeah, because we're not even touching the were seals or the were seagulls.
Oh, my goodness.
In this whole thing. These were seals, most of them just ran like restaurants.
Yeah. Good cooks.
The Larson family is a long line of were seals.
Yeah, very underreported.
Yes.
They don't eat any humans. They just sort of eat a lot of high-carb foods.
And they bark.
Yes.
Well, one of the women that were on trial for werewolvery, her name was Claudia Gaylord. And according to witnesses, she was seen behind a bush assuming the form of a wolf without a tail.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just taking a dump.
Jacking it, you know.
She may have been taking a dump, but at the time they were like, women don't toth rocks from their backeth. They toth only stream water from their
She's
front
a werewolf.
Cleft.
She's got to be a werewolf. There is no way that she is doing a natural human thing such as poo-poo.
Yeah.
Well, she's a werewolf.
Well, she was tortured.
Oh, okay. And how did they torture this one?
Well, regarding the torture, the judge commented.
They just kept giving her orange is the new black spoilers. They all die.
No, they don't.
The judge says, common report was against her. No one ever saw her shed a single tear, whatever effort might be made to cause her to shed tears. And then she was burned at the stake.
Yeah.
They should have showed her that Shakespeare in Love movie.
And that'll also the term crying. Common report was against her meant everybody thought she was a bitch.
Bitch. You're being tried as a bitch. I'm sorry, a witch? Never mind.
Well, this other guy's name was Michael Verdun. He was the werewolf of Poligny.
I like
How
this
do you
guy.
Pronounce that? I don't think it's Poligny.
I thought it was Poligny.
I'm sure it's Poligny. Not how I say it.
Poligny. Yeah.
Poligny. In 1521, Jean Bouin, Inquisitor of Besancon.
I ask the questions and you answer them. I am the Grand Inquisitor.
Let me ask you this, Inquisitor. Are you a gay?
I ask the questions. Okay. You give the answers. Do you know if I'm gay or not?
You are gay.
Thank you for releasing me.
Well, that dandy fop tried Philbert Monteux, Pierre Bourgeois, and Michael Verdun for having made a pact with the devil and for lycanthropy.
I just picture Gerard Depardieu in my head for all of these characters.
Yeah.
Just fat guys on fat guys yelling at each other.
Gerard Depardieu, Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, and the Candlestick from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah. Gay, by the way. Candlestick.
No, no.
Yes.
He was a confirmed bachelor.
So these men, they came under suspicion when a traveler passing through the area was attacked by a wolf. Of course, the man was quite the formidable opponent, so he was able to stab one of the wolves. And so he followed the trail of the injured creature. He came upon a hut, and inside was Michael Verdun, who was under the care of his wife, was washing a wound on his body.
Wash the cut on the penis. I wash the cut on the penis.
You got stabbed in the penis a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the man seeing this, he believes, well, this has to be the wolf.
Of course.
So he goes to the authorities. They pick up Michael Verdun. They torture him, and then he admitted under torture that he was a shapeshifter and also named two werewolf accomplices.
God. This is some bullshit.
And then also confessed to diabolism, murder, and eating human flesh, and all three men were promptly executed.
I just feel like if you're getting tortured and you can shapeshift, you shift, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the shape. That's activate it.
Do it. Scare the shit out of him.
Yeah, turn into the wolf.
You go like, wow, look exactly like the dude that's inquisitive, like going at like is inquisitive him, and then being like, I'll go and sleep with your wife. You go and fuck any woman in town, and you'll be like, oh, what about the boys?
No, you can have one.
So finally, by about 1653, all this started winding down. This pastor, an actual pastor, came out. He said, this is an illusion. After that, the only record of there being lycanthropy being prosecuted, there was a boy who claimed he and his mother could change themselves into wolves. And actually, they didn't even prosecute that. They didn't take him seriously.
But this is the slippery slope of liberalism, and now we got a bunch of teens in Texas proclaiming they're werewolves, and we're just letting them off free, and they're famous.
Yep, they got fame because of it. They're getting hugged in the street.
It's awful.
And so in the 17th century, James I of England started winding down all of the werewolf or all of the witch hysteria. He called them varwolves, and he said that they were victims of delusion induced by, quote, a natural superabundance of melancholic.
God, sciences. Not come that far. You know what I mean? Like yes, we don't see melancholic anymore, but sometimes you'll have like a mysterious cough or something, and then they look at you and they're like, I don't know what you got.
No idea. Are you sad? Have you been sad lately?
They also, this is a little sad. We mentioned it briefly in the last episode, but they did believe that children and people with Down syndrome were werewolves.
I like this, though. You know, they're not pitying the Down syndrome kid. They're terrified of them. It's
Thomas,
a superpower.
They just fucking lop their heads off as soon as they're born.
That's the,
if they were afraid of them, it'd be a different story.
I'd say
more power to them. Let them take the word and own the word, you know? But that's the thing, is because it says here it's because they were born with a flat face.
Yeah. They have the flat. I mean, really, Down syndrome kids couldn't be further from a werewolf. They're very nice.
I don't know. They're hypernaturally strong.
They are.
They can.
They only know one speed, full speed.
Yeah, absolutely. They can run up a tree.
Yeah.
And they're always sleeping on the couch. Now, how many times do you swat them on the butt with a fucking newspaper?
Has anyone tried to put a football helmet and pads on these kids? I bet you they'd be great.
They cannot remember plays.
But what you do is that you tie ropes to them, right, and put them on tracks, right? You do like an old, like, you know, that old electronic video game that it go da 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 da, and like, you know, they all like vibrate around, and you tie them to posts, and then you sort of like electrify the posts until they fucking kind of like digga 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 all around a field. And then what we do is, number one, when we control these players, we eliminate the possibility of concussion, and also we stop giving criminals millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, I have no idea how you're going to do that with that plan. That is offensive on many levels.
Have you ever seen a guy with Down syndrome with a beard? They always seem hairless.
Well, let's move on. I mean, we don't know.
Well, I'm just saying.
I have a lot of,
yeah. I'm just saying.
They do. They shave.
It doesn't go into the werewolf mythos.
I don't know. They got the flat face. I mean, you know, this is 16th century logic. Here,
that is true. But, you know, over the years, we have evolved, and lycanthropy is a diagnosable medical condition now. It's in the DSM-5.
Yeah.
And they believe now that lycanthropy is just a manifestation of schizophrenia. It does meet all four of the conditions for schizophrenia. So now it's just seemed like that's just a real special brand of it.
Yeah, so or possibly because we know a lot of people that, you know, Richard Ramirez believed that he was truly evil, then he changed into a beast. There are a lot of people.
I think that was true.
But yeah, so that's as close as we have to modern werewolves are the more vicious serial killers. Do you remember the vampire of Sacramento ate that
course.
Fucking baby?
Yeah.
You know, that's not that far off from our next fucking character.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we're going to get into actual murderers throughout the years. Most of these are, you know, from this time period of the 16th and 17th century up to the 18th. But these are some of the most brutal murders that I've ever fucking read about.
I mean, there was just more freedom before the cameras. You know? Cameras on every light post, on every stop
24
sign.
24-hour goddamn news cycle.
Police state.
This first guy's name's Peter Stubbe. The werewolf of Bedbury.
It's Stube. I believe it's Peter Stube.
Well, he's also documented as Peter Stube, Peter Stube, Peter Stube, and Peter Stumpf.
And then also Abel Griswold, Abel Griswold, and Ubel Griswold.
Ooh, I like Ubel. Yeah.
Well, there wasn't really a standardization of spelling in those days.
No. Everyone's just kind of making it up as a go.
Yeah. You could just lie to people about your name back then. Yeah. There was no identification card. It was a great
My
time.
Name is Ravencloak Archibald.
Sure it is. Why? Because it's Wednesday. And tomorrow will be something different.
They'll never call me a nerd again.
So this all happened in Cologne, Germany, or around Cologne, Germany.
Oddly enough, the place fucking stank.
Oh, I was going to do it, but you got there first.
So a lot of farmers.
Is this where cologne comes from, by the way? Is it like champagne?
I think so.
Hmm. Not from Germany, though. Isn't there a cologne, France? This has been probably one of the lesser accurate episodes.
Well, we don't know much about Europe. We've never been there.
I know a hell none about Merkel.
I know about Europe.
Well, I know a bit. Not much.
All right.
So, for many years, farmers around Bedburg were mystified by the strange deaths of their cows. Day after day, for weeks on end, they
would see them all just around the dead cow, just like, yep.
Yeah.
That is, yep.
My question is about the cow. Is that its feet are gone?
Yep.
So, what car are you driving these days? You driving us a car?
Oof. Yeah.
Hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot summer.
Yeah. All right.
So, of course, the farmers, they suspected wolves. I mean, they were all these cattle were attacked in the manner of wolves. You know, throats ripped out, completely mutilated. But
dick sucked.
What happened? Did you have a saucy dream last night about a red doggy dick or something?
No, I'm just saying, you'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. No cameras, again.
So you're telling me if we went back to 1930, where there's very little cameras,
everybody's sucking anything's dick, anything that wasn't pinned down.
So this guy, Peter Stube, it was not wolves. It was actually a mass murderer ramping up to his first murders.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did start with the cattle, though. Was he learning how to mutate human bodies and things? Yeah. Like, or just getting cozy cutting meat?
Yeah, just getting comfortable with this fucking awful mental disease that he had. Children, of course, started disappearing. Young.
It just sounds like the beginning of Dave Thomas's career from Wendy's.
Ah, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
So children began to disappear from farms and homes. Young women vanished from paths that they traveled daily. Some were found dead, horribly mutilated. Others were never found. And, of course, hungry wolves were suspected. They thought they start with cattle. They're moving up to humans.
Were there any found just, like, nicely mutilated? Mm. You just look at a mutilator and be like, hey, he is getting very good at this.
No, only
a perfectly folded body.
So Peter Stube, he did not literally translate into a transform into a wolf, of course, but he was known to wear wolf skin while he was doing these devilish fucking
things. Now, how fucking frightening is that? That rather than him even being a wolf, is that he's got a fucking bloody wolf skin all over him, just going like,
oh my God.
Come here, buddy.
It's a nice jacket, but I'd throw blood on that jacket because you don't wear fur for a clothes. That's what I always say.
Is that what you always say?
No, I just don't have enough money for a fur coat.
What do you call that fur coat you're wearing and those mink-lined boots you have on?
I call them my when I want to feel like a woman outfit.
So at his trial, Stub confessed that the devil gave him a magic belt of wolf fur at age 12 that, when he put it on, transformed him into...
the likeness of a greedy, devouring wolf, strong and mighty, with eyes great and large, which in the night sparkled like brands of fire, a mouth great and wide, with most sharp and cruel teeth, a huge body, and mighty paws. I'm a werewolf!
Oh my goodness.
I'm a werewolf!
And now you can buy that same belt at Hot Topic for $29.99. So get out there, San Antonio kids.
That kind of sounded like the Lord Rael voice.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The likeness of a greedy, devouring wolf.
They're going to be dead soon, huh?
What a group of fucking morons.
Oh my goodness.
Boy, they're really ramping it up, man.
Oh my Lord.
The white robes are in.
It gets dumber and dumber every week.
Yep. Well, he's just out of ideas.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
he's biding time because people keep coming up to him being like, when's the final solution going to happen? And he's like, next week, yes, but until then, take our bag chits and make them into shorts.
You want them to wear jorts?
Jorts for everyone.
So Peter Stube,
I think you made a mistake there, Lord Rael. They all look like Klansmen right now. Maybe you should tell them to take the hoods off, would you?
So, of course, Peter Stube, he was actually a fucking absolutely insane serial killer. Oh, he was responsible for the deaths of 13 children, 2 pregnant women, numerous livestock, some of his actual... This is some details on his murders. Most of the young women were sexually assaulted before being ripped apart. With the pregnant women, he ripped the fetuses from their wombs and ate their hearts, panting hot and raw, which he later described as dainty morsels.
A heart is a dainty morsel.
Small children were strangled, bludgeoned, and their throats were ripped open with his bare hands. Some were disemboweled and partially eaten. And of course, the lambs and the calves were ripped apart and devoured raw.
And he sounds like a werewolf to me.
Well, at the same time,
this is pretty much what they would do, right?
Or, I mean, he was a very early foodie.
I guess
so. And
he
really liked to get to very natural.
The original, like, George Zimmer and, like, bizarre foods.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
And this is kid's penis. And, I'm eating it for the television show, and I gotta say, I'm horrified at the depths I've crawled to.
And in one instance of a triple murder, Stubbs saw 2 men and a woman taking a walk outside the city walls of Bedburg and crouched out of sight and hid behind a bush.
I'm hiding. I'm a werewolf.
Yeah, this is kind of comical here.
This is very comical. He called out to one of the men by name. He knew one of them.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. I need help with some wood. Yeah.
All right, Stubbs. I'll be right over there, buddy.
Just come over here. Behind this bush.
Just hold. Why are you behind the bush, Stubbs?
I'm a werewolf.
Oh, no.
When the young man was out of sight, Stubb bashed his head in. When the man didn't return, the second young man went looking for him.
Now where could he be? My buddy over there. He went to
I'm a werewolf.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, the woman, fearing danger after the second young man did not come back.
She didn't even go looking for the other young man. That woman fucking dashed.
Oh, she dashed.
Yeah, she should have. 2 strong men went missing. She's just a gal.
We don't know
woods.
If they're strong.
Well, they were all strong back then, weren't they? Strong as an ox.
It was one or the other. They were either incredibly strong or they were weak with malnourishment and disease.
Yeah.
So the men's bodies were never found. The men's bodies were later found, but the woman's body never was. And some said that after he raped and killed her, he ate her completely.
That's what that Richard Marx song is all about. I swear I left her by the river, which is kind of interesting.
Is it?
She's been drowned. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Peter. It's about Peter Stieb.
It's about Peter Stieb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least one child was actually able to escape from Peter Stieb. He saw them. He ran after them. He's tried to grab one small girl by the neck. All the other children ran away. He tried to rip her throat out.
He just went into just a crowd, like a school of children.
He literally was like,
They were playing in a meadow among some cows.
This is how a whale feeds.
Yes.
Right?
Well, that's what I was saying. I literally think he was running through a field going like, I'm a whale. Hey, come closer to me. I'll eat you. Yeah.
So there's some Darwinism here, right? Or some survival of the fittest?
Yeah. That would be Darwinism. Yeah.
So the slow fat one just got grabbed by the neck.
Yeah, but he had one of those high collars.
Here comes the bear for butter. Such delicious strawberries and chocolates. Better finish my dessert. If I'm being eaten by a bear.
Oh, that was the girl getting murdered?
That was a fat young boy.
Oh, I see.
That was a fat young German boy.
Oh, I don't know why he's there, but that's fine.
This little girl got away due to her very high 17th century neckline.
Oh.
She started screaming, and since they were playing in a meadow among the cows became frightened for their cattle and attacked Peter Stieb, and the girl was able to run away.
Saved by the cows.
Saved by the cows.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And Stieb wasn't only just a rapist and a murderer. He was also a purveyor of incest.
That's right. I'm Mr. Stubbs. Not only am I known for rape and murder, I also fuck my kin.
I've been fucking my fucking my boy and fucking my sister.
That's what you thought. I couldn't get any worse.
I guess I got my day planner full being a werewolf and all.
Yeah.
Like, he had incestuous relationships with his sister and his own daughter, whom he impregnated. He was also into infanticide, murdered his firstborn son, led the boy into the forest, killed him, and ate his brains.
Come out here with your son. You come out with me, son. I made a nice swing for you. Come out here. Yeah. No, little father in the forest. I was just kidding. I'm a werewolf. I eat your brains. I'm a werewolf.
I wish we could play that Bill Cosby bit where it's like, I brought you into this world and I can take you out. And we're just like, oh, that is funny. That's funny.
In The Damnable Life and Death of Stieb Peter, written just 2 years after his trial, George Boris wrote,
on sundry times, he would go through the streets of Colin, Bedmar, and Pepperap. And Kimley.
This town is spelled C-P-E-R-A-D-T, so...
In comely habit, and very civilly, as one well known to all the inhabitants thereabout, and oftentimes was he saluted of those whose friends and children he had butchered, though nothing suspected for the same.
Somebody's got to get that mustached walrus back into the ocean. That's what it sounds like to me.
My britches keep pulling down. I'm covered in yogurt.
Yogurt, all right.
So when they found the limbs of several missing persons in a field, the townspeople, of course, this is where they saw, all right, this is probably a wolf. Or at least many wolves. Yeah. So they sent out hunters to find this wolf or wolf pack. And they saw out in a field a gigantic wolf, and they followed the wolf. They tracked him, and when they finally had the wolf cornered, it was not a wolf, but instead a cowering Peter Stieb.
Yes, Peter Stieb.
Was in the forest.
Yeah.
Wow. So he just sort of looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the beginning of Terminator 2, nude in the fetal position.
Well, yeah, because he thought, of course, I can't escape from all of these wonderful German hunters. So I'm going to take off my wolf belt.
Ah.
And then I'm going to greet them as a man.
Oh.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And cops hate to arrest a naked man.
Yeah, and especially Germans. They're not into killing people at all.
Said that he only had an ordinary walking stick.
That's the opposite.
That's
why
it's ironic.
We could just read your fucking grandfather's journal.
You know, I'm sick of it, Henry. Your father was an NYPD officer who used to play German music towards the ghetto.
Yes.
So.
No, I mean, he wasn't a good man, but he was on the right side.
All right.
And, of course, they thought, all right, we know Peter Stieb. He's a nice guy. He has... wave to us in town on a sundry
That's
day.
That's all you had to do back in the day was just be like, hello. Oh,
a
wonderful man. Yes.
So, of course, they took him back to us and said, this must be a devilish trick. let us take Peter Stew back to his home. But on the way, they became suspicious and, of course, arrested him on the spot and tried him for his crimes. He was brought to trial, and only under pain of torture on the rack.
Of course. Because the rack is just like literally just like breaking your arms over a half an hour. And he's just like, I did it. Yeah. I did it. But then I get up. But I also feel like the detail of these crimes that he said, I really think it also gets to a point. It's like, if I'm going to die, I might as well go out like on top, being like incredibly notorious.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, but I think he also probably did what a lot of serial killers do, and he exaggerated a bit.
Yeah, he probably.
I'm sure he exaggerated. No, the rack is where you sort of get on that, like, what is it? The Price is Right, where you spin the wheel.
No.
It sort of looks like that, and they crank it.
No, the rack is where they tie ropes to your wrists and ankles,
okay,
and they just crank a wheel, and it stretches you further and further.
Yeah,
it dislocates your shoulders.
Right.
And then eventually, it just pulls your. If you pull enough, it'll pull your arms off.
Yeah, in olden times, it was also called making a Kissel.
That's where my family comes from. Long rack survivors.
You know, some say that, you know, Peter Stoob was actually probably innocent because all of this was the entire, all the confessions were made under the duress of torture.
Right.
But regardless, he was found guilty in on October 28th, 1589, and the execution was extremely gruesome. His body was strapped spread eagle on a large wheel.
So this is after the torture.
After the torture.
So he's just been through it all.
Yeah.
He's seen the
this
whole
is
thing,
his
huh?
torture. And it was slow and long. And with red hot pincers, his executioners pulled flesh from his bones in 10 spots. His arms and legs were broken with a large axe, and his head was cut off.
Yeah, you know what? I would just say, get to the head part. You know?
You gotta kill these werewolves dead, though.
Yeah, I never heard of this before. Just the 10, like, they just pull it like a pulled pork, just 10 spots all over the body. So he didn't die
terrible.
From that.
No, he, of course, the pinchers were red hot, so I'm sure it cauterized the wound they were doing it.
They
so he wasn't bleeding to death.
Yeah. That was just a different kind of death penalty, although not much worse than what we have
like,
now.
You know when you say someone's hot and you go like the and you, like, you poke it and go like, ooh, you know, they used to do that for real and melt your fucking skin.
So Stoob was like, but you think I'm attractive? Is that what this is about?
It's like, yeah, now we're going to cut off your dick.
Oh, okay.
So on October 31st, they executed Peter. They burned his body at the stake. And you know what? They went ahead and threw his wife and mistress on the fire as well.
You got the fire going. You know, it's like if you got an extra couple of steaks in the fridge and you already got the grill on.
And then, of course, after he was already burned, they took the wheel on which he was tortured, set it high upon a pole from which hung 16-yard long strips of wood representing the 16 known victims.
The first Freedom Tower.
Humans have not changed at all.
No, we really haven't. And atop was the framed likeness of a wolf, and above on the sharpened point of a pole was placed Peter Stoob's severed head.
Now that is fucking heavy metal.
Duh. It is heavy metal. Yeah.
Has there been any bands called like Peter Stoob?
Stoobs?
The band Macabre wrote a song called The Werewolf of Bedburg, which is pretty fucking sweet.
It's like, Peter Stoob, he went and ate some kids and had a good time. Yeah, he had a good time.
That's like a little bit too metal for our kids right now. So
our next were-man
wolf. Are we done with Stoob?
We're done with Stoob.
He's all
Peter
dead, huh?
Stoob, he didn't have a tail, but what he did was he went and he killed his son.
He killed his son.
And ate his brains. Another song by Music. What was that
Macabre.
Band called?
Macabre. So the next one is Gilles Garnier, who is a French hermit known as the Hermit of Saint Benoît or the Werewolf of Dole.
Bob Dole.
Cool, man.
I'm a werewolf for Bob Dole. Hey, you're going to vote for me, huh?
I'll vote for you.
Yeah, I'm Bob Dole.
Yep.
I got this pen in my hand because my arm was crushed in the war.
You keep on bringing that up, and it's really terrifying.
Though.
Who was with that? Yeah, all those old-timey war vets.
Yeah,
we talk about it.
Yeah, always
with the arm.
We'll talk about it. Torture.
Yeah. Torture.
No,
I would like to see Stubbs hold a pen.
He fell on an old sack of fucking bananas down an elevator shaft. Something cartoony.
Yeah, something funny.
So the Werewolf of Dole was a reclusive hermit living in the town, outside the town of Dole in
Bob
France.
Bob Dole.
All right, enough with the Bob Dole. God.
He was recently married when he committed this so-called, supposedly committed these crimes, moved his new wife out to an isolated home.
Well, he's a hermit. She knew what she was getting into. She married the goddamn town hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you going marry the town hermit.
You go away from town.
Yeah, you're not going to
I can
end up...
change him.
Oh, my goodness.
So, of course, he was unaccustomed to feeding more than just himself, so he couldn't necessarily... I mean, he couldn't provide for his wife. He was a hermit.
All I got is jam for one, oats for one, bean for one.
My God.
He's just sitting in silence all day. He's like, we don't talk about anything. He's like, not accustomed to talking to him. More than one. I only got conversation for one, and that's mostly me asking myself, hey, hermit, the dole. Sounds you need to use the bathroom? No? Then don't.
So during this period, many children went missing or were found dead. So, of course, the authorities issued an edict that encouraged and allowed people to apprehend and kill the werewolf responsible.
Find anyone you think is a werewolf and kill it.
What about that strange hermit that nobody likes?
Kill the hermit.
All right.
And of course, one evening, a group of workers were traveling from a neighboring town. They came upon what they thought in the dim light to be a wolf. But what some of them recognized as the hermit with the body of a dead child.
You can't arrest the hermit at all. All right, I'm doing this for the good of my house, my household.
He was just trying to feed his wife.
Well, that's what his defense was. He said that he was in the forest hunting one night trying to find food for himself and his wife.
Yeah, the kid wasn't wearing an orange vest.
That's
you
a
know
problem.
That. When it's hunting season, you got to be fully visible.
A specter appeared to him offering to ease his troubles and gave him an ointment that would allow him to change into the form of a wolf, making it easier to hunt.
Oh, I can give you a special ointment. He's like, give me some of that ointment to the hermit of Dole. And he's like, oh, here you go. wait for
it's
it.
Salty. It's a salty.
Wait for the ointment. Oh, the ointment I can make.
I think I've been sexually abused.
So Gardier confessed to stalking and murdering at least four children between the ages of 9
Where
and 17.
Where are the parents? How are these kids just out and around, though?
This was a different time. These kids ran wild. They were trying to kill some of them off. You know, they had to lessen the load no matter what. So, yeah, they let the kids play next to the cliff.
Did you let Timmy go play in the woods today?
Had to.
Oh, you didn't? Well, then how is he going to die, Becky?
So his first victim was a 10-year-old girl that he dragged into a vineyard outside of Dole. Strangled her, removed her clothes.
Making wine right outside of Dole.
I hate the Dole thing.
Yeah, stop it. He strangled her, removed her clothes, and ate the flesh from her thighs and arms. And we had finished, he removed some of the flesh and took it home to his wife.
See, there we go. Did you want the meat, honey?
It's trickle down.
Yeah, trickle down meat, honey. Here you go.
He attacked another girl and bit and clawed her. Interrupted by passersby, he fled. The girl eventually died from her injuries a few days later.
He's just doing this on the trail that people walk on a daily basis?
He's a werewolf. He doesn't have self-control.
No, he's not a werewolf.
He thinks that a ghost jizzed on his face and made him a wolf.
So now he's invisible while he's eating the girls.
Yeah.
I see.
His next victim, he killed a 10-year-old boy, cannibalizing him, ate his thighs, his belly, tore off a leg, saved it for later.
I get hungry sometimes just listening to details.
I do think, those would be the two parts that you eat, the thighs and the belly,
And they just make me feel weird to be thinking, eat the boy. Eat the boy. Like, if there's a village problem, you know, it's like, who do we eat? It's like... Let's eat the boy.
Did you just throw your voice? Is that...
Somebody bring me the boy.
Henry, do you want the boy?
Someone bring Henry that delicious boy.
So finally, he strangled... As he was strangling another boy, or after he strangled it, of course, that's when the passersby came.
Yeah.
He had to abandon the prey before he could start eating it. On January 18th...
Wait a second, that hermit of Dole is eating that boy we've been saving.
Crazy. He's a food thief.
On January 18th, 1573, he was found guilty of crimes of lycanthropy and witchcraft and was burned at the stake.
But not that bad. To be burned in the stake compared to what happened to Stoobs, that's a courtesy.
Again, this is another, if you're a werewolf and you're in a place where werewolves get a particularly harsh fucking punishment, Get out of town.
Get
go
out
to
of
where
town.
They'll just at least burn you.
Burn at the stake. I mean, really, if you get burned to the stake, you pass out pretty quick. The smoke comes up, and then you're just kind of there to cook for a little while.
Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the easier ways to go.
I cannot imagine it's
it
one
really
of the
is.
Easier
unless
ways.
They do it the way that they did it during the witch trials, with real slow burn, put some coals down there.
Yeah.
That was a brutal one.
Yeah, you start swallowing fire, and then your lungs just go.
Yeah.
You die very quickly.
Unless they want to make it a slow process. It's like a roast. It's like cooking anything.
Interesting. I can't wait to die.
Yeah.
Then more than 50 witnesses came and testified against him, and he was sometimes in human shape.
They were just bored. They had nothing to do that day. 50 witnesses. That's a lot of witnesses.
Yeah.
That's a lot of witnesses. 50 people was like an entire town back in the day.
Yeah. They all just wanted to be cool.
The word in French in that time for werewolf, Loup Garou.
Loup Garou? Sounds like the first baseball player that hit a home run. That's Loup Garou.
Good old-fashioned Loup Garou. He won't see it anywhere but that newfangled hula hoop.
Oh, yeah.
The next one is the werewolf of Pavia in 1541.
Oh, my.
As a wolf, he fell upon many men in the open country and tore them to pieces. After much trouble, the maniac was caught and then shored his captors.
Like anybody who's labeled a maniac is hard to get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Always. He assured his captors the only difference which existed between himself and a natural wolf was that in a true wolf, the hair grew outward, whilst in him, it grew inward.
Very interesting.
A statement by a true maniac.
And I mean, this is sort of a, it reminds me, I was just watching something about a transgendered fighter, though, and she sort of described her sexuality in a similar way. I mean, she was a man, and now she's a woman.
She was half-wolf.
No, she was.
Are we saying that all trans people are half wolves?
But maybe this guy felt like he was a wolf more than a person.
Well, in order to test this theory, the magistrates cut off all his arms and legs.
Was it full of hair?
It was not full of hair.
Oh, okay.
Well, and
he wasn't post-op yet.
I can't
you gotta
imagine.
You got to have the implanted hair first.
But I feel like in the middle of them sewing off his arms, he's like, it's a metaphor. It's a damn metaphor!
Of course, the last werewolf, man-wolf that we have is the werewolf of Chalons, who, his crimes were so heinous, his name is lost to history.
Whoa.
He was burnt to death for his crimes.
He was otherwise known as the Demon Tailor.
Yes, the Demon Tailor of Chalons.
Oh, I've made you a suit, but it's far too small!
Yeah, goddamn Demon Tailor!
He decoyed children of both sexes into his shop, abused them, sliced their throats open, and then powdered and dressed their bodies, and then jointing them up like a butcher cuts a meat.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
But it all powdered up and kind of fun there, looking like a little judge.
It's fun, yeah. Make him like all dressed up like a fun doll.
Now do some Shakespeare, children. Yeah. That's what
I thought. Yeah. So why aren't you speaking, children? Why aren't you speaking? Oh, I killed them. Ah, should give them the play and have them read it first, and then kill them. All right, back to the drawing board.
So the werewolf of Chalons, at night he would roam the woods and leaped out on stray passersby and tearing their throat to shreds.
I'm a werewolf!
I know, the same tactic all these people.
It's a lot of sneaking around and leaping out of bushes. So barrels of bleached bones were found concealed in his cellars, as well as many other foul and hideous things.
You could say the same thing about the fucking Parks' horse ranch.
We're cattle ranchers.
The Marcus Parks' cattle ranch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have horses as well. And he said that he died unrepentant and blaspheming.
Fuck you, God! Yeah, fuck you, God!
That's the only way to go, though. Hey, that's how Tupac went out.
Yeah, unrepentant and blaspheming.
Fuck you, cop, or something like that.
So let's round out everything with some actual wolf attacks.
Yeah.
These are fucking scary, because these actually have, like, this is nature coming in and fucking up man bad as it can.
This was a scary time period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You actively believed in true malevolent forces existing on planet Earth.
Fun times.
A lot of it was covering up, which is probably psychopathic behavior.
Yeah.
And then also just straight up fucking packs of wolves. Just
yeah, there's real wolves existed.
In 1450, a pack of man-eating wolves killed 40 people in Paris.
Four killed 40, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say exactly how many. Yeah, a pack. But yeah, a pack of man-eating wolves killed 40 people in Paris. They entered the city during the winter.
I sure wish we didn't kill the werewolf now, because I think he probably could have killed the actual wolves. God damn it.
A wolf named Cortad was the leader of the pack. They said it was reddish in color. And eventually the wolves were killed when Parisians, furious at the deaths, lured Cortad and his pack into the heart of the city. There they stoned and speared the wolves to death right in front of Notre Dame.
Oh, that's a great... I love it right after church. Have a good wolf murdering.
Get out there, guys.
Who's like leader of the pack, like in the Grease times?
Yeah.
Like, brum, brum, the leader of the pack. Mm-hmm. And it's him just fucking greasing his hair back and finger banging some girl in a pink sweater.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Next up was the Greifswald werewolves. In 1640, the German city of Greifswald became overrun with wolves. The population of the beast grew so large that any human who ventured out after dark was in danger of being killed by them.
Oh, yeah.
So finally, a group of students decided that they had enough. They gathered all the silver, goblets, plates, buttons, anything else they could find, melted them down for bullets, struck out into the night, and when it was all over, they had killed all of the wolves.
But they had no cups to drink anything out of.
Just many dead dogs.
Yeah. Just a little poison.
Like,
yeah,
they just killed these dogs. You know, how long ago was it? I mean, like, because now dogs are precious.
Love the dogs.
You know, we have the whole Westminster dog show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the Westminster dog show probably started with getting a bunch of different dogs together. Shooting them in the head and fucking stabbing them with swords.
Although I watched a documentary on the Westminster dog show. They are harming the dogs with all the inbreeding. But we'll talk about that on our new podcast, Dog Parade. Which will be very exciting.
Have you seen that new dog called Pig that's got its head morphed into its shoulders?
It's crazy what they're doing with
these
animals.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, but it's also like disgusting. It's really, you know, we're playing God.
They're making like Mario Brothers enemies.
They really are. They really are, yeah. Give it a rocket launcher on its shoulder and...
All right. So finally, we're going to end with what might be my favorite, the Werewolf of Ansbach. In 1685, the Bavarian town of Ansbach was terrorized by a large wolf. Mm. The rumors were that the wolf was actually a werewolf whose identity was that of the town's dead mayor.
You never let me legalize gambling.
You had a big game with the casino people. They should have let him in.
And when the wolf was finally killed, the people of Ansbach dressed the wolf's carcass to resemble their mayor. It was then put on display in the town square and later moved to a museum.
You know, hey guys, I'm new to town here. What do you guys like to do for your free time?
We kill wolves. We dress them up like our politicians.
Well, I'm just going to keep on moving along.
Can you imagine how nervous that must make the new mayor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, everybody. I just want to start with this press conference by first of all saying, not a werewolf.
Not a werewolf. It's like when that O'Donnell chick had to be like, well, I am not a witch.
Are you a vampire? No.
Nothing special.
I'm a Democrat.
Kill him! Kill him!
Well, that's it for werewolves.
All right, werewolves.
I love this storyline. I love this.
So much death in the werewolf history.
So be kind to your dogs.
Yeah.
Be kind to the Greek people that you know that you may accidentally think are werewolves.
That's just nasal hair.
Yes, just thick, coarse Mediterranean body hair that does make wolves. Notice we want to put out. So there was another school shooting yesterday. There was three this week.
Yeah.
Three mass shootings this week.
Big week, huh?
Want to put out another sort of mental health advisory. You are ever having thoughts about shooting somebody, contact someone. Contact a teacher or a police officer. Don't contact us.
because
we cannot help you, but contact a medical professional to talk about it.
And don't kill people because Slender Man. Yeah, he's not real.
Slender Man is not fucking real.
That's the thing. We talked about it on Top Hat. The kids are being charged as adults because they're 12
they're
years
stupid.
Old. Well, I mean, the fact that they believe in Slender Man proves they're not adults. No adult kills because of Slender Man.
Who
None
cares?
Of this stuff is real.
But their combination of they're also idiots, so they need to be put into some place. Yeah.
12.
Yes, I know. But Slender Man isn't real. Don't kill for him. He's not going to do anything for you.
Because he's not real.
He's not real.
You laugh at the killers because they tend to be very douchey.
They're very douchey pieces of shit, and it's ineffective.
And they lead to all these lame hashtags, too.
Ugh.
Yeah. So stop the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And the other one is also want to put out a Hail Discordia and the Power of Chaos.
Yeah.
To our listeners over at the Land of Discordia.
Oh, yes. Hail Discordia.
Hail Discordia.
Discordia, is that a country?
You don't understand.
what do you mean?
I'll fill you in later when we have our sleepover.
Well, all right. I can't wait to hear about it tonight. And then I believe Zorba, she's our listener in Australia. I think she's having a birthday or something, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Zorba!
Happy birthday, Zorba!
All right, everybody. We don't have a live show. Whatever. We'll do that later. All right, everyone. Hail Satan.
Hail me!
Hail Gene!
Hail yourselves.
Me gustelations.
Me gustelations.
Don't be a werewolf.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.